Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out again this week for a wonderful episode. Hey, as a quick reminder, make sure you check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. You know, make sure you check that out. We've got some blogs on there. But also, too, thank you so much for sharing the show with your friends. I appreciate you guys listening and tuning in and inviting others as well. Like, I'm loving the feedback I'm hearing, and I'm loving getting your feedback, especially because this episode specifically came from one of you listeners, in fact. So thank you so much. Hey, quick reminder. I've got in about a week and a half, I've got an event coming up, and I only got a few seats available, and this is really a personal invite only. This is called my Wealth Empowerment Intensive. And so if you really want to figure out how to take this to the next level beyond what we're teaching just these podcasts, reach out to me as soon as you possibly can, because obviously I'm getting, you know, everything prepared. This is actually here in Utah on May 11th and possibly the 12th. We might be doing it all in one day on May 11th and into the evening too, depending on how things go. But I'll tell you, like, who's this not for? This is definitely for those that really don't like this show. So if you don't like to question traditional financial advice, if you have major scarcity issues and you have a hard time creating income, this probably isn't the best thing for you, especially if you get intimidated by those that are going to be showing up that probably make at least $100,000 a year or more. But if you're earning at least $80,000 a year and you're a place of positive cash flow, or at least in a place of a decent, you know, you have to be making amazing cash flow, but at least positive cash flow, and you're wondering what to do to create that, get that cash flow working for you, and how to get your money and your savings working for you today, and you're willing to challenge the status quo, then this might be the place for you to go. So if you have questions about that event, you have questions to see if you're a good fit, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. Today, it's from some of my clients, but also from one of you listeners. In fact, she just made a comment on a Facebook post saying that this is a particular topic that she wants to know for herself. And I thought this is a great idea because I've actually had other clients ask this very same question. And the question is, how do you balance between spending and saving? Like, how do you know, like, what's going to be the best thing for you, right? Or how do you know, like, what to put where? Like, how much do you set aside for home improvements or for vacations and for living your life today, but at the same time also setting money aside for things like investing to create more cash flow, like your business and things like that, or whatever it might be, you know, different types of investments. You know, how do you find that balance? And I think that's a beautiful question to ask because really it comes down to some fundamental keys. And so I want you to listen up. This might be good to take notes on because for each of you, the answer is going to be a little bit different. But I'm going to try to give you good separation to figure out what's going to be the right answer for you. I'm going to tell you there is no percentage that's flat out going to work for everybody. If you've heard me say it again, you know, you've heard me say it before and you hear me say it again, you know, it's always principles first, strategy second. This is a strategy. If you're talking about trying to create a percentage of what to go where, that's not, guys, that you can never blanket statement that very easily because it's a strategy, not a principle. So here's what I'm going to tell you to do. First and foremost, you got to check the premise. You know, what's your belief around this? If you believe that it's either or, that either you can, you know, live life today or save for your future, if you believe it's either or, that is probably the biggest challenge you're going to have because it's not either or. When you're in a world of abundance, it's not about how do you have either or, it's about how do you have both. How can you create both? How can you live the life that you want today and have a wonderful future? In fact, that's the whole purpose of this show, is to give you real prosperity today and in the future, to give you the best odds of success now so you can actually have that, you know, that actual reality, you know, that dream become a reality, right? And so first and foremost, you got to understand that there is no choice between this or that. It's how do we have both? And so a great strategy that my wife helped me implement, my wife Adise, you know, she's taught me a lot of great things as we've been married and helped me take things to another level. You know, one of the things that she taught is about creating separate buckets, so to speak, separate savings. Now, I've taught about buckets before, but getting me to actually implement it was another thing. And so, yes, I have my emergency savings. You should definitely have that. That is like the number one thing you should have is at least some emergency savings in case crap hits the fan, right? But you also got to have savings too, like vacation savings, you know, and you got to figure out what per month are you willing to set aside to do that. And you know what, in the beginning, depending on where you are, I mean, in the beginning, you might be setting aside 10, 20 bucks a month. Maybe that's it. You might be setting aside more. You probably would have to set aside more. Some of you might have to set aside a few hundred or more a month, depending on how often you want to take vacations. And here's the thing, always go for the next step. You know, if your dream is to have a vacation every 3 months, like every quarter, awesome. But if you aren't even taking one vacation a year right now, let's start with that. Let's at least take the one vacation a year. And it might be a staycation. You might even not go very far, but you might say, hey, you know what? Let's just go get a hotel room nearby. We'll have a pool. That's cool. We can just go and play and just hang out and just not be at home. Just do something different. It doesn't have to be something where you have to go international or go fly to Hawaii or some exotic island. You might just be going in your own backyard. And so start creating that vacation fund now. Also, if you're looking to do home improvements, you should definitely have a home improvement fund as well. You know, now I granted this does take away a little bit from other funds, so to speak, right? But again, your perspective's got to be is that it doesn't have to be about either or. It's about how do we have everything that we want? Yes, I might slow down some of these things, but I had a client just last week. We're talking about this, and he said, you know, like I know I can hit these goals fast and hard. He's like, but I'm kind of wondering if I need to take a break, you know, because he had actually, you know, put into place and bought several rental properties, for example, did some other investments that were cash flowing, and he was starting to get some cash flow, and he realized he can keep going. But he's like, you know, but I don't know, like maybe this is a lot for me. And so I said, great, take a break, you know, feel it out for a few months, don't do anything, and then decide. And I said, by the way, and then this is what I told him, and this is the same thing I would tell you. I said, by the way, If it means that your goal, the cash flow goal we created to get you to that financial independence, which was like for him about over 10 grand a month, I was like, if that goal, instead of taking about 5 years in your situation, takes 6 or 7, is that really horrible? Is that really the worst thing in the world? And he's like, oh, of course not. I'm like, no. So it's okay. It's fine. You know, like just be, you know, be okay with that. Like, you know, if you just have to take it easy and say, you know what, maybe I'll take this at my own pace. That's good. You don't want to be pushing things too hard to where you create more stress in your life instead of less stress. You want less stress in your life. You don't want to create more. And so, so that's kind of my advice to you as well is that, hey, even if creating these different funds, and here's the truth, the likelihood is, you know, for most of you, you're probably already spending this money anyways. We're just trying to have you do a much more organized way of doing it versus just trying to liquidate your savings to do it or use it on a credit card and then trying to pay back a credit card over time. You're having to do that anyways. It's better just to pay, you know, pay that or save that in advance. So you're probably already spending this money anyways. Now, for those of you that aren't because you haven't been enjoying life at all, you know what? Investing in memories and experiences today might be the best thing you could possibly do. Again, it's not either or. But it's about, you know, actually creating that life because I've been guilty of this. I've been guilty where I told my kids, hey, you know what? We won't do that, you know, that fun trip or we won't do Disneyland. Like we'll do that once things get a little bit easier in my business. Once things get a little bit better, once I have a little bit more time or a little bit more money, then we'll do it. And by the way, it didn't matter how much money I made. It didn't matter how much time I could free up because I got into a habit of working my tail off. It was hard to do that because then I had to break focus. I had to figure out what to do. I was like, well, there's always that next level. And, ooh, I'm getting great momentum. I'm seeing new highs in my business. Maybe I should just keep going. And then next thing you know, you put them on the back burner, don't you? Guys, that cannot happen. You know, you cannot let that happen in your life. So the thing is how do we have it all? You know, how do we have it all? And you can have it all. Even if your mind right now is saying, Chris, I don't know if I can have it all, then that is the very premise. That is the very belief you got to start tackling right now. because that could be the very reason why you're not creating solutions and you're not finding opportunities to create more cash flow today, because you're already limiting yourself before you get started. You're already telling yourself no before you realize there actually is a yes. So be careful of that. Now let's get more specific about how much to which area. Now, this is where it comes back to your perspective. You might remember me teaching this many episodes ago about the three different paradigms when it comes to money. There's spender, saver, and steward, right? We all know that spenders tend to spend money. They tend to blow money. If they get it, it tends to become easy come, easy go. Savers, they tend to get it, but they want to save it and they want to hoard it. And in fact, they can never save enough. It seems like there's never enough to save. While stewards take the best of the spender and the saver and they put it into one, they say, hey, what's the best way I can create value and be able to create real wealth right now? And so they're looking at those very things. So they might say, well, gee, you know, like maybe the best investment is to pay off this debt, you know, maybe from a saver type perspective, or maybe it's to save this money. Maybe it's not. Maybe they might say, hey, the best thing is to go and invest and spend it here or invest it there. They're always looking for ways to create more with it. So remember, the savers tend not to invest or create more. They're not looking at cash flow. They're looking at accumulation. They're looking at saving more. While spenders, they never accumulate anything because they just keep it keeps going. And both come from a place of scarcity. But that steward mentality is the one place that comes from abundance, which is looking for what's the best and highest use of this money right now. So if you're coming more from a spender perspective, for you, that perspective might be, you know, leaning more towards that saver type perspective. Even though we're not talking about being that scarce area, you know, or being that scarce place, it's how do we get more into that saver type perspective? So if it tends to be easy come, easy go, for you, the best thing is actually just creating those separate accounts to start saving in, just to start saving it. That might be your best thing to do right now. And, you know, and even trying to invest and create cash flow could be good, but you know what? You might actually be the person, like I've had a few of my clients where it might just say, you know what? This is just best to sit on this money right now. Don't just fire away. Although you could, but it might just be, let's start getting some money into separate accounts and start having a purpose for them, having an emergency savings fund, make sure that that's in place. And then we go and start creating cash flow. Now, if you come from more from the saver perspective, you know, and I know a lot of you tend to come from this perspective too. You might believe that the whole world's out about being a spender perspective, but I find a lot of people are also from a saver perspective. They're thinking, hey, I gotta figure out where to put this money. You know, I gotta let this money just grow and grow and grow, and I gotta keep stocking up in that 401k and everything else, right? And they're constantly in this place of saving. If you're in that place, if you're in the place where you don't like spending money, if you feel guilty spending money, by the way, this is probably a good hint that you're a saver, not a spender. Because spenders don't feel guilty about spending money necessarily. They might feel a little bit of shame from time to time, but at the same time, they also enjoy their money. That's one thing that is good about a spender. At least they know how to enjoy it and use money right now. They just don't keep it. Savers, they keep it. They do a really good job keeping it, but they don't know how to use it, right? And so if you're in that place of being that more of that saver mentality, you actually need to give yourself permission to spend money. You need to be that person that says, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to start saving for the purpose of spending. By the way, just so you know, at death, you're spending all your money anyways, because it's going to go to somebody else. Yeah, it might save, it might go to them. But here's the thing, anything you die with is basically life insurance. So, you know, just remember that whatever you're trying to accumulate and save, especially just saving for the sake of saving, there's a problem with this because money is meant to be used. Money is, this is where the stewardship mentality comes in, is you're looking to use it, but use it in a wise way and use it in a way that actually improves this planet, improves your situation, improves everything about what you're doing. So if you're more that saver, you actually need permission to spend. You need to have separate savings accounts just for the focus of actually spending that money, and then do it. And so percentage-wise, it just depends on where you're at right now. Like, it, you know, again, it depends on priorities, depends on what's really important to you for, and unique situations as well. Some of you might need a lot more for home improvement than you do for vacations. Other of you might say, hey, home improvement-wise, we don't have a lot. We tend to spend a little. By the way, this also helps if you're tracking your money to know what you tend to spend. But you might say, you know, that vacation fund might be the best investment this year. And this could change. It could be flip-flop next year. We might need more. You might have, car maintenance and things like that. We have a car maintenance fund just for that very reason. If you end up having to fix a car and spend money on that, You know, all these kind of things are at play. You know, so it's actually okay to create buckets. It's okay to spend money, and it's okay to do that. Now, do I say just go ahead and put all those updates in the house right away overnight? Nope. I'm not saying that at all. In fact, in many cases, I'd probably say, hey, slow it down. It's okay. Like, do it at a nice, even pace, because sometimes you can put yourself in a place of stress if you do that. Now, if you have more than enough money and you don't even know what to do with it, then great, do that. But I'll tell you, like, the biggest thing I like to do, and this is where, again, from that steward perspective, is, okay, what can I do? What's the best and highest use of this money? Now, keeping my roof from falling in, very important, right? We need that. But at the same time, I also like to focus on how do I create more cash flow too? What can I do to get my money work for me? Because if I have more cash flow coming in, guess what? I've got more to save for that too. And so it's about having both. And so you got to look at the short term, midterm, long term, and everything. But again, like for those of you that think that you have to only invest, you know, if you, again, you're going to that extreme, come back in the middle and say it's okay to enjoy some money today. It's okay to not invest every single dollar you have. Vice versa, if your tendency is to spend all your money and you have nothing to save, it would be actually a good, it would actually do some good to create an investment savings account, something to save up to start putting towards creating more cash flow. And actually label it that. You might call it your cash flow fund, whatever it might be. Put a purpose to it. So just remember that the answer for you, it really depends on where you're on the scale. Now, if you're perfectly balanced, you don't even have this dilemma, then great. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, be more intentional. Just focus on creating more and increasing your means. You know, by the way, it's not just about how to live within your means, it's about how to increase your means. And same thing, if you're looking at this and say, man, I have a limited amount of cash flow to use. Again, focus on how do I increase my means? How do I increase my income? How do I reduce some expenses? What's some things that really aren't that important to me compared to what I could have? And again, look at your priorities, because I'll tell you, you always have enough money. You can always afford anything that you prioritize. Anything that you want in life, anything you prioritize, you have enough money for right now. You always do. You know, I know this because if there's drug addicts that are homeless on the streets, can still find a way to get money to be able to get more drugs. You can as well. It comes back to priorities and that desire. If you have that desire and that intention and you focus on it and you realize it's not about having either or, it's about how do I have everything that I want in my life? Focus on that. Focus on those beliefs. You realize it's more of a head game than it is actually a strategy game. The strategy is actually pretty simple. It's the head game you have to get through. So that's my advice to you guys, is like, how do you balance spending and saving? You do both. It doesn't mean you put equal amounts in either one. It's just about how do you do both. And depending on where you are on the extreme, if you're more of a spender, focus more on the saving. If you're more of a saver, focus more on the spending in the life today. Because I guarantee either of you guys have been delaying it. If you're on the steward perspective, awesome. Keep doing that. Keep it up. Focus on increasing your means. So that's my challenge for you guys today. If you got any questions, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. Everybody have a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.